Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yitzchak Schachter. Meseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel. Le'iloi Nishmas, Feivel Yosef ben Chaim Leib, and Yehuda Zev ben Feivel Yosef.
Welcome everyone, we are about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, the shiur on Daf Mem Dalet. The Gemara number Aleph brings Omele Abai Lerova, Maishna Lulav Da'abdina Le'Shiva Zecha Le'Mikdash, U'Maishna Arova Da'abdina Le'Shiva Zecha Le'Mikdash. Why is there a difference between Lulav and Arava? Lulav we do all seven, and Arava we only do one day Zeichel HaMikdash. So the Gemara's first answer is that a person's Yoitza with the Arava Sheba Lulav, really there is a din of Arava called Shiva Zeichel HaMikdash, and a person's Yoitza that din with Arava Sheba Lulav. So the Gemara says, Abaye answers, Amalei Ahu Mishum Lulav Hu Deka Avid Lei. When he picks it up, he's picking it up l'shem mitzvah lulav. V'chitamei dekol magvalei v'hoda magvalei. He puts it down and he picks it up again. V'amaisim b'chol yoyim deloy ko avdinon hachi. We don't do that. So since we don't do that, obviously we're not being yoyt to the dinar rava with our rava shabalulav. So the Gemara goes on to give a different teretz. Now, the Sfasemis is ma'orer. L'cha'orer, why does the Gemara assume that in order to be yoyt to the mitzvah of our rava, the person has to put it down and pick it up again. Magvalei, v'hoda magvalei. L'chayra, in order to be yoytzer the mitzvah of lulav, he has to hold it for a split second. There's mekayim the mitzvah. And the next second, he could be mekayim the mitzvah of arava. What's up is he has to put it down. Why should he have to put it down? He could pick it up, and he has one netila, and the first part of the netila he has kavona l'shem mitzvah lulav, and the second part of the netila has kavona l'shem mitzvah arava. What does he have to put it down for? And that would answer the Gemara's question. The Gemara asks, it's Maisim Mechalim that we don't put it down and pick it up. Einochanami, who said we have to? Yitaka, hold it, you pick it up once, and you mechavin in the first part, L'Shem Mitzvah Slulav, and the second part, L'Shem Mitzvah Sarava. So the Sfasemis says, Elamai, what are we going to say? That the din of Netila has to be with an Akira. Just like L'Moshel on Hilcha Shabbos, in order for a person to be over the Isser of Haitzah, he has to do an Akira and Hanocha. So too, in order to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Lulav, person, or the mitzvah of Arava, a person has to do an Akira. If you're already holding it, you're not Yoitza. There has to be an Akira, which is part of the Netila, L'Shem the mitzvah of Lulav, or L'Shem the mitzvah of Arava. So a Mela, once he picks it up, L'Shem the mitzvah of Lulav, so now in order to be Yoitza, the mitzvah of Arava, he would have to put it down and make a new Akira, L'Shem mitzvah Arava. Says the Sfasemis, you can't say this. Because Tosfos and Daf Lamed Tes and Smavur like this in all the Rishonim, that if a person wants to do the mitzvah, say the bracha val netilas lulav overlas yason, he should pick up the esrig hafuch, he should upside down, and then he makes the bracha, and after the bracha he turns the esrig over. Says this Fasemis, so we see from here that there's no din akira. The netilas lulav does not require an akira, because here the akira was an akira psula. Because the esrog was hafach, and still a person could be yotzer a mitzvah. So obviously, just holding the lulav is enough. You don't have to do an akira. You don't have to pick up the lulav. Just holding it is enough. Nafkamini says, if a person's holding his lulav and esrog before alois hashachar, and then it comes alois hashachar, he could be yotzer a mitzvah. Agami didn't do an akira. He's just holding it. Teretz is netila, doesn't require an akira. So frekt the Sfasemis about Tzirik Shver, our Gemara. Why does the Gemara say the Magvalei v'ha the Magvalei, since it does not require an Akira? He's holding it. So good, he was holding it L'Shem Mitzvah Slulav, and now he has Kavon L'Shem Mitzvah Sarava. So what's the problem? So the Sfasemis says, Al Karachach, you have to say that the problem is not in the Netila. The Netila doesn't require an Akira. The problem is in the Heker. Since he picked it up L'Shem Mitzvah Slulav, and now he wants to be Yotzer Mitzvah Arava, it's not Niker that he's being Mekayim the Mitzvah Arava, and therefore he wouldn't be Yotzer. So Elamai, what does he have to do? He has to put it down and pick it up again, and now you have a Heker. Why is he picking it up again? He already was Yotzer Mitzvah Lulav. Teretz is, he's picking it up L'Shem the new Mitzvah Arava. That would be enough of a Heker, and he'd be Yotzer. But without putting it down B'chlal, there would be no... It would be no hacker, and therefore he would not be yoitz. That's the first teretz the Sfasemis says. Second teretz he says is based on an Erzarua. The Erzarua asks that the Gemara here on Amud Aleph seems to assume that if it would be Magvalei, v'hoda Magvalei, it'd be yoitz. The only problem with that is that it's Maisim Mechalim that we don't do that. We don't pick it up a second time. But Eino Chanami, if we would pick it up a second time, we would taka biyotza the mitzvah of lulav the first time and the mitzvah of arava the second time. The Zeru is bothered that the Gemara Amud Beis brings a machlekes amiraim about that. Rav Ami says you're not yoitz, and Rav Chizda Rabbi Yitzchak says you are yoitz. Somehow the Gemara Amud Aleph is mashma that the Pashto says Yizicha yoitz, and the Gemara Amud Beis makes a machlekes. So the Arzaruah brings from Rav Natrunoi Goin Taka that because of our Gemara, that the stomach of the Gemara Abayin Rava, that they both are mashma, that if it's magvile v'hod the magvile you yoitzah, so he taka paskins like that. Means hagamit semachloikas on Amud Beis, Rav Natrunoi Goin paskins based on our Gemara here on Amud Aleph, that you taka yoitzah, if a person picks it up the first time l'shem lulav, on Hashanah Rabbah, a person picks up his lulav, puts it down, then he picks it up again l'shem mitzvah Arava, he's yoitzah. The Urzaruah is chaylik on this. The Urzaruah says no. Pshan in the Gemara, when the Gemara says v'maisim b'chol yoyim d'loy ko'abdinin hachi, means like this. Maisim b'chol yoyim, what do? We go by a special arava. We don't use the arava shebelulav. We don't put it down and then pick it up again with shem it's arava. We buy a separate arava. Why do we do that? We do that because we hold a magvile behold the magvile. You're not yoitza. So maisim b'chol yoyim d'loy ko'abdinin hachi doesn't mean that l'maisa we don't pick it up twice, but if you pick it up twice, you would be yoitza. Means that we don't do it because you're taking out yoitz if you do it. Says there is a ruah. So the Gemara on Amud Aleph is coming out fakat. The Gemara on Amud Aleph is coming out that hamagvale v'ha hamagvale you're not yoitz. That's how there is a ruah paskins. So based on this pshat in the sugya, says the Sfas Emes, so we don't have a shaila either, because what did the Sfas Emes ask? That l'chayra, what do you need magvile v'hod the magvile? Just take one netila, split up the netila, half l'shem lulav, half l'shem arava, and then you don't have a kasha from ma'isim b'chol yoyim. No, the kasha from ma'isim b'chol yoyim is that how come we buy a separate arava? The reason why we buy a separate arava is because we hold that magvile v'hod the magvile won't work. Why not? Because you're not yoitze with arava shebelulav, says the Sfas Emes. If you're not yoitze with arava shebelulav, then you're not going to be yoitze even if in one netila. There's no difference between magvile v'hod the magvile and one netila. Even if it's taka true that you could be yoitze with one netila to a mitzvah, but you're not going to be able to be yoitze to a mitzvah arava, because the mitzvah arava would require a separate arava. That's the ma'isim b'chol yoyim, because you're not yoitze by arava shebelulav. So says the Sfas Emes, based on this arzaruah, is for Enfrit to shy his question that he asked, how come you need magvile behold the magvile? Now, lemaisa, it's interesting that in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Tofresh Samach Dalad, it's brought down both of these shitas, the shita of Rav Natrunoi Goin and the Urzaruah, whether a person could be yoitza on a Shana Rabba if he somehow forgot to buy himself a Ravis, a Shana, or he somehow couldn't get. Is he yoitza by doing magvile behold the magvile? So the Shulchan Aruch brings down both sheets. This is not machriya. Mishnah Berurah is not machriya either. Mishnah Berurah brings down, though, b'shem the Bikuri Yankif, that if a person is taka stuck and he doesn't have a separate Hashanah, so what he could do is, he could, after he's finished being yotze netilas lulav, he could take the arovas out of the lulav and then pick them up, or be do a chavata with them, l'shem mitzvah sarova. Then he's yoytze l'choladeh. Means even the Arzaruah is only chaylik because ena dem yoytze barov, ena dem yoytze yidei chavasa barova shebelulav. Because kolzman, the arova is still attached in the lulav, it's still part of the egged of the lulav, so that does not look like an arova, l'shem mitzvah sarova. But if he takes out those arovas, he's zichah could be yoytze with them, l'choladeh is, even though the shita that holds that you're not yoytze. Now, the Gemara's final teretz is Elo Amarav Zvid Mishmei de Rava, Lulav de Islei Ikim and Atere Begvulin, Abdina Le Shiva Zeichel Amigdosh. A Rava de Lesle Ikim and Atere Begvulin is Loy Abdina and Shiva Zeichel Amigdosh. Which means that Lulav, which the first day is Minatera Begvulin, so then we do the rest of the days also Begvulin Zeichel Amigdosh. A Rava, which no, there is no day which is chayv min atayra begvulin, so therefore we do not do shiva zeichel amikdash. Now, the Rambam in Perek Zayin Hilchas Lulav Halacha Chav Beis says something which is l'chayra, not exactly what the Gemara says. The Rambam says, v'arov azu, hoyol v'eina b'feirush b'atayra, ein noitlin oisa kol shiva simei achag zeichel amikdash. Since it's not mefurish in the Torah, so therefore we don't take it all 7 days. Now, L'chaira, the Rambam is saying a different svara than the Gemara. The Gemara says that the reason why there's no din arava kol shiva is because arava is less la ikar min atayra begvulin, which means that arava is min atayra. The fact that it's halacha l'meishmi senei is enough to be mechayev azecha l'mikdash. But vibalt, you don't have even one day min atayra begvulin, so therefore there's no din zecha l'mikdash kol shiva. The Rambam is saying something else. The Rambam says, "Hail ve'ena beferish b'atayra." That's why there's no din zeichel amigdash kol shiva. So the Magen Mishnah already asked the question. He says, "Tamei ani al tam zeh," because the Gemara says a different svara. So the Magen Mishnah says perhaps the Rambam had a different gears in the Gemara. The Mekevus HaMishnah says that yes, the Rambam had a different gears in the Gemara. The Rambam did not have the word gvulin in the Gemara. So the Gemara reads like this: Lulav de isleikam min atayra. Avdina la shiva zechel amigdash. Arava de les la ikka min atayra, le avdina shiva zechel amigdash. Which is exactly what the Rambam says. Lulav, which is written beferish in the Torah, so there we do, shiva zechel amigdash. Mashenken arava, which is not beferish in the Torah, even though it's a deraisa, but we don't do shiva zechel amigdash, and the Rambam took out, or didn't have the word begvulin. The Aruch Lanner says a similar pshat in the Rambam. He says the Rambam did have the word begvulin. He just put the word begvulin after the comma. Arava de les le'ikim in atayra, then begvulin le'avdinu shiva zeichel amikdash. But the point is that Arava is not written mefurish in the Torah. And the Aruch Lanner takes it a step further. He says, l'chayra, the reason why the Rambam learned pshat in the Gemara like this is because what sense does it make? What does the fact that it doesn't have an ikar min atayra begvulin have to do with zeichel amigdash? Since arava doesn't have a chiyuv deraisa begvulin, therefore there's no din zeichel amigdash. There's a din zeichel amigdash because of zeichel amigdash. The fact that you don't have a begvulin shouldn't take away from the chiyuv to be mekayim zeichel amigdash. So therefore the Rambam had to change pshat in the Gemara. The Rambam understood that has nothing to do with gvulin. It has to do with the fact that it's not written mefurish in the Torah. So since it's not, doesn't have the chashivus that it was written in the Torah, so therefore it's not as important as lulav, and therefore there's no din zeichel amigdash. Now, the Aruch Lener's kasha, that l'chayra, what does gvulin have to do with zeichel amigdash? The fact that there's no din, there's no chiv deiraisa begvulin, therefore there shouldn't be a zeichel amigdash, why does that follow? The tzlach here brings from the Ritva that the Pshat of the Gemara is like this: Be'emes, all we need is one day zeichel amigdash. The problem is that by lulav, the first day is chayiv min atayra. So what are we going to do? We're going to choose... So that day, the first day can't be zeichel amigdash. That's chayiv min atayra. So what are we going to do? Choose another day? Mayoy miyoy mayu? What's up is one day over the other? So therefore, it's called shiva. Mashenken arava, which has no chayiv min atayra begvulin, so therefore, each day could be a zeichel amigdash. So Chazal could pick a day, which is zeichel amigdash. So Chazal picked Yom Shvi, which was the special day, Zeichel HaMikdash. It was Deich HaShabbos, Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, the Netilas Arava. So since we have the option of picking one day, so that's enough, Zeichel HaMikdash. Mashenkin Lulav, we don't have the option of picking the first day, and the other days, there's nothing special about the other days that we should pick one over the other, so therefore it's called Shiva. Now, the Gemara brings a memory from Rish Lakish. Amar Rish Lakish, Kehanim Balimumin, Nechnosin Bein Ha'ulam V'lamizbeach, Kedei Lotzeis Ba'arava. That even the Kohanim Bali Mumin, who are usher to go Ben Ulam V'Lamizbeach the rest of the year, but this time, this once a year, they would go to do Hakafa, K'dei Lotzeis Ba'arava, they would be Makif the Mizbeach with the Arava. In order to be Makif the Mizbeach, they have to go Ben Ulam V'Lamizbeach. And therefore, even the Bali Mumin were allowed to do it. Now, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan had two questions on this. The Gemara says, "Mi amra b'netila duma b'skifa." Who said b'chalal that there's a din hakatha? Maybe they just have to be zoykefit on the mizbeach, and that would not require that anyone should go ben ulam v'lam mizbeach. That was question number one, and the question number two was, "Mi amra b'bali mumin duma b'tmimim." If taka, the way Tosfos and the Ritva understand the Gemara means like this. If it's true that it's not b'skifa, but rather b'netila, and the taka is a din hakafa, but who said that this din hakafa is with bali mumin? Maybe it's like every other avoid in the mikdash that requires tamimim. So how do we know that bali mumin are permitted to do this hakafa, which includes b'ena ulam v'lamizbeach? Now, this Gemara is a makar from Achloikis between the Rambam and the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam is in Mitzvahs Loisase Samech Tes. The Rambam says like this: Says Hamitzvah Samachtesi Shehizir Koyin Balmum Mehikones Lehechol Bechlole. There's an Isser Aleisase for a Koyin Balmum to go into the Hechol Bechlole, which means the Kloliestika Hechol. What does that include? Reutzeloimar Hamizbeach, Uvein Ha'ulam Vahamizbeach, Vihaulam Vahahechol. This Isser for a Koyin Balmum that's also for him to go into the Kloliestika Hechol, to the general area of the Hechol, that includes the Mizbeach area, it includes Bein Ha'ulam V'la Mizbeach, and it includes the Ulam and the Hechol. V'hu Amr Yisala, Achel HaParoiches Lo Yovoi V'la Mizbeach Lo Yigash. A Kohen Balmum is not permitted to go to the Paroiches, he's not permitted to go close to the Mizbeach, he's not permitted to go into this area. And the Rambam for Zois, if he does go, he's Chayev Malkus, he was over, Eloisa Semen Atera. The Ramban, over there, in the Hasagas, says it's not true. He says, this issa that a Balmum is not permitted to go, Bein Ulam V'la Mizbeach, into that area, of the area of the Hechol, that's only an issa derabonon. It's a Maila derabonon. Tosfos in our sugya also learns it's a Maila derabonon, not like the Rambam. It's not an issa derais. And the Ramban over there brings a raya from our sugya. The Ramban says, Zukvar Omru B'gemara Sukkah, Nafim Dalid, Koyhanim Bale Mumin, Nichnosin Bein Ulam V'la Mizbeach, Kidei Lotzeis Ba'arovo. It says in our Gemara that they're allowed to go Bein Ulam V'la Mizbeach in order to be Yoytze the Mitzvah of Arova. Shehitiru Lohem Isser Knisa Shel Divrehem Mishal Mitzvah Arova. Chazal were matir the Isser Knisa, which is an Isser Derabonon, in order for them to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Arova. If it will be an Isser Deraisa, they will not be permitted to go into that area to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Arova. Only since it's an Isser Derabonon, therefore, Chazal will matter for them to go in to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Arov. That's the Ramban's question that we see from our Gemara that L'chayru, there's no Isser Deiris. Now, the Megillus Esther wants to answer the Ramban's Kasha by saying, no, even if it's an Isser Deiris, there will be a din of Asei Deich Alois Asei. Because the Mitzvah Arov is a Mitzvah Asei Min HaTeira, and the Lois Asei of going in would be Nidche, would be Asei Deich Alois Asei. L'maisa Darach L'ner Tainus, that we don't find that the klal of asei deich aleis asei works if the asei is only halacha l'moshe misinai. If the asei is written in the Torah, so then we have a klal asei deich aleis asei. But if it's not written in the Torah, even if it's a deiraisa al halacha l'moshe misinai, we don't find that the klal of asei deich aleis asei applies. So therefore, the chayre, the Ramban, is asking a good question. What's also noteworthy is that the Rambam doesn't paskin Reish Lakish's memra. The Rambam is mashmit this whole din of Koyhanim Bali Mumin on Yom Arova. He doesn't bring it b'chlal. So it would appear that the Rambam is paskening like Rabbi Yochanan that they take don't go miyamr b'bali mumin dilma b'tmimim. So that l'chayra would stem with the Rambam's sheet and sefer amitzvahs that it's an isseder aisa and therefore they can't go in. The problem is, however, and this is what the Ramban l'chayra means to ask, is what does Reish Lakish hold? If we see that Reish Lakish holds they could go in, so even if we don't paskin like Reish Lakish, but obviously there can't be an issur deraisa involved, at least like Reish Lakish. So how do we know to make this the machlokes to Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, whether it's an issur deraisa or not? So the Aruch Lener explains the Shita Sarabam as follows. He says that Bemis, there are two ways to understand why a Koyin Balmum would be usher to go into the Hechel area. Stam, the whole Isser for a Koyin Balmum to go there, we could understand in two different ways. One way we could understand is because a Koyin Balmum has a chasarn. There's an internal chasarn, he has a mum. And Mibalti has a mum, the Torah asked him from going into these places. Another way to understand is that, no, Be'emes, there's nothing wrong with a Koyin Balmum going in there. The problem is that since a Koyin Balmum can't do Avoida, so there would be no purpose for him to go to that area. Since he can't do the Avoida anyway, it would be a Bir Ekanis. The Torah over here is not answering the Koyin Balmum from going to that area. The Torah is answering a Bir Ekanis. That since there's no purpose, since he can't do Avoida anyway, there's no purpose for him to be there, so therefore he's not allowed to go there. So the Aruch Lener explains that this is the machlokes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish holds that the Isur Balmum has to do with Bir Ekanis. He's not allowed to go to the area of the Mizbeach and the Hechol, because he can't do Avoida, and it would be a Bir Ekanis, there would be no purpose for that for him to come to that area. So says Reish Lakish, but on Yom HaRava, where the Kehanim are being makif the Mizbeach, so there, if the Kohen Balmum is going to go into the area Bein Ulam V'Lam Mizbeach, he's going to be doing it L'Tzerech Mitzvah. He's going to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Arova. So then it's not a Bir Ekonis. So it would not be included in what the Torah said, that it's also for Balmum to go over there, because that's only Als Bir Ekonis, and this is not a Bir Ekonis, it's a Tzerech Mitzvah. Rabbi Yechanan holds no. The reason why a Balmum can't go is because he has a Chesaron, he has a Greyusa, he has a problem, he has a Mum. So therefore, the Torah said he's not allowed to go there. So therefore, that's where Rabbi Yechanan's time is. Who said Bali Mumin are allowed to go over there? Since they're not allowed to go there, Be'etzem, so they wouldn't be allowed to go there even L'Tzerech Mitzvah. So don't be Tmimim. Maybe it's only Tmimim that are Mutter. This is how the Aruch Lener explains the Machloikas Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan. It says the Aruch Lener that that's the Pshat, the Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Yechanan. Be'emes, they both hold that there's an Ishadeir Aisa. The Shaila is, what's the Yisoid of the Iser? Is the Yisoid of the Iser Be'er Ekonis, which would not apply by Yom HaRava? Or is the Yisoid Stam, because they have a Greisa, which would apply even on Yom HaRava? And the Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Yechanan. So that's the Pshat and the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, and Pshat and the Rambam and Hilchas Lulav. The Rambam paskins that it's their Isa because everyone holds their Isa. And Hilchas Lulav, he's mashmit, the whole din of Baal Mumin, because he paskins like Rabbi Yechanan that the chesaron of Baal Mum is a chesaron be'etzem, and therefore they can't go even on Yom HaRava. What's very interesting is the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Halacha Chof Beis. The Rambam says, Ketzer hoyo oisin, how would they do the mitzvah of HaRava on Shabbos? Mevi'en oisa me'erev Shabbos l'miktar, shumanichen oisa begigia shalzav kidei shaliyichem shuha olin. They would put it into pitchers of gold, barrels of gold. Ulemachar zoikven oisa al gabi ha'mizbeach. On Shabbos they would be zoikev the arova on top of the mizbeach. Uvayin ha'am v'loikchen mimena. And the people would come and take from this, from these arovas, which were zokuf on the mizbeach. So the Rabbeinu Manoach and others on Medayik in the Rambam, the Lashna Rambam is uvoin ha'om v'loikchem mimena, which is mashma even zarim. So that means the Rambam Lechayr is saying that even zarim would come and take the arava. They would come to the mizbeach where they're not allowed to go. It's Ezra's kehanim. It's at least Ezra's kehanim. It's more than that. It's mokam ha'mizbeach. And they would take the arava from where the kohanim placed it on the mezukif oisal gabi amizbeach. So Rabbeinu Manoach asks, L'chaira, how could the zarim go in over there? So he brings from the Ritz Geis that it's not a problem because since it's shas mitzvah v'tzoyrich, it's mutter. And the Ritz Geis brings a raya from the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says over there, K'shal Yisrael nichnasim ba'olam l'regel. It says they were oindim tzvufim u'mishtachavim revachim. And they were nimshachim into the achas esri amma achere beis hakaperis. There were people that were stretched out all the way into the 11 amas, which was behind the beis hakaperis, behind the kodesh hakadoshim. So the Ritz Geis says, umid dehutru lihim moshech ulikones achere beis hakaperis shelef nimen hamizbech v'la ulam v'la dvir. If they were mutter to stretch out all the way to those 11 amas, which is past the mizbeach and past the ulam, and it's past even the beis hakapiris, hutru nami lahakif bein ulam v'la mizbeach boinas mitzvah. So therefore, even the zarim were permitted to be makif the mizbeach boinas mitzvah. So the Ritz Geis is saying clearly that the zarim, even a zar, was permitted to be makif over there bein ulam v'la mizbeach, since it was oinas mitzvah, it was zman mitzvah, since he was doing it l'tzerech mitzvah. So L'chaira comes out a very interesting thing. A Zar was permitted to go to be Makif. That's the Diyuk in the Rambam. He says, Kol Ha'om, Uvoin Ha'om, V'loikchem Mimena. A Kohen Baal Mum was not permitted to go. That's the Rambam was Mashmenet. That's the Achreinim's Diyuk in the Rambam, that he was Mashmenet at dinner of Reish Lakish, because he holds like Rabbi Yechanan, that they're not allowed to go. So it comes out that a Kohen Baal Mum is worse than a Zar. A Kohen Baal Mum has an Isidir Aisha to go, and that's because he has a Chesaron Be'etzem, so he's not allowed to go even Bizman Mitzvah, even to be Makif L'Shem Mitzvah. But a Zar could go be Makif L'Shem Mitzvah. Korah P'sagreis HaChidish. The Gemara, towards the bottom of the Yomit, brings a Machloikis, Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shub and Levi, about Arova. Chad Omar Arova Yisoid Nevi'im, V'chad Omar Arova Minig Nevi'im. Rabbi Yechanan holds that Arova is Yisoid Nevi'im, which means it's a Takana of the Nevi'im. And Rabbi Shubin Levi says, no, it's just the Minig Nevi'im. Now Rashi says, Dibri Amaschal Minig, Nafkamina, the Nafkamina, whether it's Yisoid or Minig Nevi'im, is the Leiboy Bracha. So Rashi learns that the difference between Yisoid Nevi'im and Minig Nevi'im is that if it's only a Minig, then there's no din bracha. There's no, you cannot say a bracha because you cannot say a tzivanu. Now, what Rashi says, L'chayr is mavur in the Gemara. The Gemara says, they were aisu arova l'kamei derav, the Gemara namid beis, chavit chavit v'loi barich, kasav ar minig nevi'im. So this, that Rashi says that the nafkamina, if it's a minig, means you can't say a bracha, that's l'chayr a Gemara namid beis. Now, Tosfos on namid beis, the Ramaschal kam b'migdash kam b'gvulin, brings this Rashi, and he asks from Halel on Rish Chodesh. Tosfos says, v'yesh medakta ki mitoich kach, there are those who want to be medactic from our Gemara that you don't make a bracha on Halal of Rish Chodesh, because Halal on Rish Chodesh is only a minik. Rav Chazi Dekaru Halal B'Rish Chodesh. He saw that they were reading Halal, they were saying Halal on Rish Chodesh. Saval Afsukinu, he thought to stop them because there's no din to say Halal on Rish Chodesh. Shama de komadalgi vazli omar shmami no minig I was saying biyadeim. So the Gemara clearly says that halal on Rish Chodesh is only a minig. And since our Gemara says that on a minig you can't make a bracha, so therefore l'chayr you should not make a bracha on halal of Rish Chodesh. Now Tosfos brings b'shem Rabbeinu Tam a chilik between chibut arova and halal. And he says like this, for Rabbeinu Tam oimer dein raya me arova l'halal. The arova ain't ella tiltol. V'kivon de lav takanta hi ella min haga lechashiva lemikva lo bracha. Arova is only tiltol ba'alma. And since it's only a minig, therefore it's not choshev, and it's not mechayev bracha. Amo kriyas ha'halel legora mikere b'teira. Kriyas ha'halel is not less than someone who reads from the Torah. Just like someone who reads from the Torah makes a bracha, so too someone who says ha'halel should make a bracha. Because it is chashev. Udekavase ashkechon de mevorachin ashnei yamim tevim shal galios. Ve'ein ela minig ba'alma. We find a similar idea when a person makes a bracha on yamtiv sheni shal galios, even though it's only a minig. The isa perakama debe. The Briski Rav in Hilchas Brachas brings this Tosfos and he asks a question. He says, L'chayra, what does yamtiv sheni shal galios have to do with this chilek? The chiluk that Tosfos seems to be saying is that Arava doesn't have the chashivus to be mechayev a bracha. Whereas Kriyas Halal, since it's not less than someone who's kerev a teira, that is chashiv, and therefore it is mechayev a bracha. But then what's the raya from Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus? Einoch anami, it's a raya that we make a bracha on a minig, but l'chayra, Tosfos' loshen is u'dekavosei ashkechon demavarachin ashnei yom tevim shel galus. It sounds from Tosfos that the word is that Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Galus have a chashivus, even though it's only a minig. What is that? What does that mean? What is the pshat in those words of Tosfos? So the Briski Rav explains that Be'emes Rabbeinu Tam is coming to argue on the hanocha of Rashi. Rashi says that the reason why we don't make a bracha on a minig is because we cannot save it tzivanu. Because it was no tzivanu, it's just a minig. Rabbeinu Tam is chaylik on that. Rabbeinu Tam holds that no, we could save it tzivanu on a minig. The Briski Rav brings from the Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim that the Rambam says clearly that there is an Isra of Leisasa even on a minig. Not like Rashi. Rashi said in Amar Aleph, afilo Leisasa lesa. The Rambam is chaylik. The Rambam says in Hilchas Mamrim, echad varam shalom do yisomi pi ashmua, echad varam shalom do pi daitam, ba'achas men amidu shatern adreshes, echad varam shasom siog la teira, vein agzeres vatakonas vaminohagois. So the Rambam includes minik. Kol echad ve'echad me'elu hashloishet varam mitzvah saseh l'shema elohen v'ha'ovra kol echad mehem over b'loy saseh. So the Rambam clearly says that there is an isaloy saseh even on a minik, not like Rashi. So according to that, you could say b'tzimano on a minik because there's the isar of loy saseh. So Rabbeinu Tam holds that the reason why there's no bracha on a minik is not because of b'tzimano. The reason why there's no bracha on a minik is because a minik is not a mitzvah. Chazal were mechayev, were mesaken mitzvahs the rabbanon, and on those mitzvahs the rabbanon they were mesaken that there is a bracha, a birchas hamitzvahs, and then they were mesaken minhagim. But a minig is not a mitzvah, so there's no birchas hamitzvahs on a minig. A minig is less chashuv than a mitzvah. This is what Rabbeinu Tam holds. Says the Briski Rav that there is a chilek. If a person has to do something based on a minig, so that itself is not mechayev a bracha, because a minig is less chashev than a mitzvah. However, if the minig is mechayev him to do something which is a mitzvah, then he could make a bracha. In other words, there's really two chalokim here to a minig. There's the mechayev, the fact that the minig is mechayev him to do something, and then there's what the minig was mechayev him to do. So says the Brisker Rav, even though it's true that the mechayev of the minig does not require a bracha, the fact that he's mechuyev to accomplish this minig is not mechayev a bracha because it's not a mitzvah. But nevertheless, if the minig is mechayev him to do a mitzvah, then he can make a bracha on the mitzvah, even though his whole chiyev is because of the minig. The fact that the chiyev is because of the minig does not remove the necessity to make a bracha if the actual thing that he's doing is a mitzvah. Because be'etzem there is a loy saser even on a minig. The only problem is that a minig is not a mitzvah. But if the minig is to do a mitzvah, so then he can make a bracha, birchas ha-mitzvah is on the mitzvah. And the fact that it's only a minig is not a chesaron, because be'etzem there is a loy saser on a minig. And since there is a shem mitzvah on what he's doing, therefore he would make a birchas ha-mitzvah on the mitzvah. So says the Brisker Rav that this is the pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. The pshat is, there's a difference between Arava and Halal. Arava, the Maisa itself, is not a Maisa mitzvah. It's Ein Ela Tiltol Me'alma. So, what do you have? You have a minig of Arava. The Mechayev to do it is a minig, that's not a mitzvah. The Etzem Maisa itself is also only Tiltol Me'alma, it's not a mitzvah. So therefore, there's no bracha. Mashenkin Halal, even though the Mechayev of Halal on Rish Chodesh is als minig, but nevertheless, Kriyas Halal is like Gara Mikaira Bataira. And Kaira Bataira is a mitzvah. We do make a Berachas HaMitzvah when a person is Kaira Bataira. So Halal is not less than someone who's Kaira Bataira where the actual mice is a mitzvah. So over here, the minig is to fulfill, to do a mice a mitzvah. So we can make a bracha on the mitzvah Shabbat. So says the Brisker Rav, that's the pshat in the Oisvir of Toisvis. Toisvis says, "Ur dekavosi ashkachan demavorach and ashnei yom tevim shal goliyos," which means we make a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni, even though it's only a minig, because the pshat over there is the same thing. We're making a bracha on the Maisei HaMitzvah, the Maisei HaMitzvah of Shvisa, the Maisei HaMitzvah of Achilus Matzah, Achilus Mar, all these things are be'etzem Maisei Mitzvah. The mechayiv to do it on Yom Tov Sheni is a minig, but the Maisa itself, Bechefza, is a Maisa HaMitzvah, and therefore it would require a Berchas HaMitzvah. Now it's interesting that Rabbeinu Manoach, on the Rambam, in Perek Zayin Hilchos Lulav Halacha Chof Beis, he brings these few lines of Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, and he's masber them very similarly to the Brisker Rav, with a little bit of a difference. He says like this, he says, Davar zeh minig neviim hu kaloymar, there was no reason for a takana. A takana derabbanan means the rabbanan stepped in where they saw that there was a need to make a takana. There was some issue, some problem that they had to make a takana for. But a minig is not like that. A minig, loy hoya ikir takanosan mishum tzeirich dover meikara. There was nothing that was pushing the rabbanan to make a takana here. So this is very similar to the Brisker Rav, that there's a difference between a mitzvah, a takana derabbanon, a mitzvah derabbanon, and a minik. A takana derabbanon comes because Chazal saw a need to make a takana. There was some problem that Chazal wanted to rectify by making a takana. So that's already a gather of a mitzvah, and on that there's a chiv to make a bracha. Mashenkin a minig, Chazal didn't set up the minig in order to rectify some problem. They feared ein the minig als chivav hamikdash, to make a zechel hamikdash. So since it's not a geder of a takana, it does not get a din of a mitzvah, and therefore there's no birchas hamitzvahs on it. Now then Rabbeinu Manoach brings Rabbeinu Tam's chilik between Arava and Halal. He says, Shani Arava, the kivin dolei have el atiltul ba'alma, lei mivarchino la minig hazeh. Aval halal b'roish chodesh hu shvachoy shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mivarchinon olei afal pi shehu minik. So since a halal is shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's being meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a very important thing. And therefore, we make a bracha. Dum yodi yom tiv sheni, she'ena ela minig avoseinu biyodeinu. Yom tiv sheni is only a minig avoseinu biyodeinu. Umevarchin olav, v'hatam mipnei shehu shvachu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'shoiv sin boi mimalocha, v'hu panui lehisasek ba'avoydes Hashem, v'chein pirush Rabbeinu Tam. Says Rabbeinu Manoach that Yom Tov Sheni is the same idea as Hallel. Because when a person is shoyves, when a person doesn't do malacha, he's free to be oisek in Avodas Hashem. And that's Shvach Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see that even when something's only a minig, if that minig contains Shvach Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we do make a bracha. So therefore, by Hallel of Rish Chodesh, since that minig contains Shvach Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we make a bracha. So in this prat, Rabbeinu Manoach is slightly different than the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav learned pshat that the comparison between Hallel and Yom Tov Sheni is that they both contain a mitzvah. Hallel contains Keira Batoira, which is a mitzvah, and Yom Tov Sheni contains the mitzvahs of the Yom Tov. And Rabbeinu Manoach is understanding that Hallel, the comparison between Hallel and Yom Tov Sheni is that they both contain Shvach Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Shvach Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a davar chashuv, it's chashuv enough to be mechayev ebracha. Now it could be that the Lashon Tosfos is not mashma 100% like Rabbeinu Manoach. Tosfos does not say the words Shvach Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why the Brisker Rav says the way he says Pshat and Tosfos. But the Lamaisa Rabbeinu Manoach says this nekuda, that the Yisoid, the comparison between Hallel and Yom Tov Sheni, is al Shvach Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now Tosfos continues, and he says like this. He says, Umiyu ein mizeh raya. That means this, that Rabbeinu Tam brings a raya from Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius to his Yisoy, to his chilik between Arova and Hallel. Tosfos says there's no raya. The hataima the ein mevarchin Arova l'man diyama minig neviim mishum dolei ef shalem v'tzivanu. Tosfos here reverts back to Rashi's pshat, that the reason why we don't make a bracha on a minig is because of the problem of saying v'tzivonu, because it's not included in Lois Aser. Not like Rabbeinu Tam. So Tosfos says, if that's true, beis yomim tovim shel galios, ein bohem v'tzivonu. Yom tov sheni shel galios, there's no bracha v'tzivonu. Ela kiddush, v'hazkaras hayoim, b'tfilo birch samozim. What kind of brachas do we make on Yom Tov Sheni? We make Kiddush, which is no Vitzivanu. And we say Alevi Avoy in Tefillah and Berachas HaMazon, which is also no Vitzivanu. So since we don't say Vitzivanu on Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius, so there's no Raya from Yom Tov Sheni to Hallel. Now, Tosfos asks on himself, V'im Yishum D'mavarachin HaTkiyah Shofar B'Yom Tov Sheni Shorosh Hashanah, and Tkiyah Shofar we do say Vitzivanu. So l'chayru, you see that we do say v'tzivanu even on a minig. So Tosfos says no. The second day of Rosh Hashanah is different than every other Yom Tov Sheni. Why? Because hanu takantininu v'chamiri mibeiz yomim tovim shalgalias. The second day of Rosh Hashanah is a takana. It's not a minig. And Tosfos brings a raya to this. He says that there's a difference between the second day of Rosh Hashanah and every other Yom Tov Sheni. So these are the words of Tosfos. Now, the Ran brings down Tosfos, and he says, V'lo yodati mahi. I don't know, I don't understand what Tosfos is saying. And one question that he asks, he says, V'oid birchas matzah shal yom tiv sheni shal pesach ma'ika l'mema. What are you going to say about the bracha that we make on matzah on the second night of Pesach? So they were saying, V'tzivanu. What does Tosfos mean? Tosfos says there's no V'tzivanu, there is V'tzivanu. This is the Ran's kasha. Now, let's understand. Why does the Ran only ask from Pesach? Why doesn't he ask from Sukkot? We make Vitzivanu on the Lulav. We make Vitzivanu on the Sukkah. Teretz is Pashit. Because there we make a bracha all 7 days. So Yom Tov Sheni is included. We're not making a special Vitzivanu as Yom Tov Sheni. We're making a Vitzivanu because we make a Vitzivanu all 7 days. What about Shmini Atzeres, where we sit in the sukkah? Yeah, we sit in the sukkah, but we don't make a bracha. So again, there's no vitzivanu. Lulav, we stam don't take on Shmini Atzer. So there's never a vitzivanu because of Yom Tov Sheni on sukkahs. Mashenki in Pesach, there's a vitzivanu specifically for Yom Tov Sheni. We don't make a vitzivanu on any other day of Pesach when we eat matzah. So that's the Ran's Kasha, that we see that there's a Vitzivanu specifically for Yom Tov Sheni. Now, the Chassam Sofer is Ma'orer, what about Hadlakas Neiris? We do make a Vitzivanu. Yom Tov Sheni, a person makes Vitzivanu L'Hadlak Neiris Shal Yom Tov, and he makes that even on Yom Tov Sheni. So the Chassam Sofer says that the reason why perhaps the Ran doesn't ask from there is because there is a Shita that holds that you don't make a bracha on Hadlakas Neiris, period. Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Chaf Hamid Beis, brings a Yesh HaEmrim, that you don't make a bracha even on Shabbos, L'Hadlak Neiris Shal Shabbos. The Torah in Simin Reish Samech Gimel brings it down as well, and he explains that the reason is because if it was Deluk of Oymedes, if there was a ner that was already lit, ain't tzarech l'chaboisa k'dei l'achzer l'hadlika, v'gam lo l'hadlik acheres. So therefore, since there's no actual maisa that's necessary for hadlakas neiris, so therefore they hold you don't make a bracha. L'maisa all rishayim achaylik, and obviously l'alacha we don't paskin like this yeshayimrim. But nevertheless, since there is such a shita, you can't ask a kash on toisvus, because maybe this yeshayimrim here in toisvus holds that there's no bracha b'tzivanu l'hadlak ner shel yom tif, period. There's no such bracha at all. So that wouldn't be a question on Tosfos. But everyone agrees that there's a Vitzivanu al Achilas Matzah, and therefore the Ran asks from that. Now, Rabbi Kibbeiga, in Gilyan Ashas, is Ma'orir this question on Tosfos, and he says like this. He says, V'koshali, he asks on Tosfos, the Mikol Malkim Yikshem Yibirchus al Achilas Matzah al Achilas Morar b'lal Sheni de Pesach. Achilas Matzah and Achilas Morar, we do say Vitzivanu. Says Rabbi Kibbeiga, perhaps we could be mechalik between a bracha that said with a lashon of le, lishmoyat koil shofar, ubeinusach b'loshen al, which is like al achilas matzah. One is with a lamed and one's with an al. He says, achaz ematzasi shehik shekain haran. I found the Ran asks this question. Ayin betaz erechayim simin ches sivkotin vov. Now, the taz over there, it's actually sivkotin zayin, is going on the Ramah, benegeh talas cotton. The mechaber over there says in siv vov, al talas cotton yochel levarech lehisatev, af al pishenim isatev elo loivshoi, you make the bracha lehisatev batzitzis, and the Ramah says, v'yesh oimrim shemavarechin olav al mitzvah tzitzis, v'chein noyagin v'ein lashanus. So the Ramah says that the minig is to make al mitzvah tzitzis, not lisatev. So the Taz explains that the reason for this minig to say al is because we're choshish for the poskim that hold that you're not yotze with a talis cotton, the mitzvah tzitzis. Because l'maisa, it's ain't by ituf, it's too small. So therefore, we don't make the bracha lisatev, we rather make the bracha al. Because when we make a bracha al, what we're saying is, Mevorchim la'ashem yizbarach, she'nosan lonu mitzvah tzitzis, v'af she'ein mekayim in achshav kitikune. When we make al mitzvah tzitzis, what we're saying is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzava us on the mitzvah tzitzis. Not necessarily that we're being mekayim it now, but we have a mitzvah tzitzis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzava us on a mitzvah tzitzis. Mashenkin, when we make lihisatev, so we're saying that this mice of ituf is a mice of mitzvah tzitzis, and that's not true, so it's a brachal batala. So based on this, Rabbi Kivega is making a chilek by us, the same idea. When we make a bracha al achilas matzah or al achilas maror, so even though actually right now we're not being mekayim a mitzvah of matzah maror, because it's only a minig, and on a minig there's no betzivanu, but it's still not a bracha of atola. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzava us in the mitzvah of matzah and in the mitzvah of maror. It's a general bracha that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzava us, not necessarily is this a kiyum of that mitzvah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzava us on matzah and maror. Masha Enkein Toisvus was bothered by shofar, because there we make a bracha l'shmoya kol shofar. L'shmoya kol shofar is mashma, that this maisam is a maisam mitzvah of shmiyas kol shofar. And that's a problem, because how could we say b'tzivonu l'shmoya kol shofar when we're not being mekayim a mitzvah, we're only being mekayim a minig? So that's why Tosfos says his teretz that there's a difference between Rosh Hashanah and every other Yom Tov Sheni. Mashen came by Matz and Maror, where we only say Al, so there Tosfos understood that we don't have any question and a person could say Vitzivanu even on Yom Tov Sheni. Now, Lamaisa, the Ran, says his own teretz to Rabbeinu Tam's Kasha from Yom Tov Sheni. The Ran says that even though the Gemara's Lashon over there in Beya is that Yom Tov Sheni is Hizaru b'minigav v'seichem b'yodechem, Says the Ran, a bechiddush. It doesn't mean to say that the reason why we keep Yom Tov Sheni is als minik. Really, the Gemara over there means that it's a takana derabanan. Hizaru b'minig amaseichem b'yadeichem. There's a takana derabanan to be nizer in the minig of Yom Tov Sheni. The Rabbanan made a takana, and the Gemara over there says why? Because there's a chashash that a malchus will come and be o yachzer adav l'kulkulei. So since Chazal were choishish that things can go back to the original state where we don't know which day is Yom Tov, so therefore they made a takana that we have to keep the minig avaseichem biyadeichem. B'nei Eretz Yisrael who don't have the minig, so there was no takana for them. The takana was that whatever we kept in the past, we have to keep now in the future. Hizaru b'minig amaseichem b'yadeichem, but that does not mean that the whole yisoid, the whole chiyuv to keep Yom Tov Sheni is a minig. The chiyuv to keep Yom Tov Sheni is a takana derabanan, and therefore we could say it's Ivanu.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.